wait, I need that many people on my list before I send them stuff? And what am I actually supposed to send them? Because my blog, it's got cobwebs.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it. Welcome back, super friends and action takers. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com, and we are just about wrapping up our Launch Your List free boot camp. And if you have missed any episodes, you can head on over to katedoster.com/list bootcamp, ooh la la, and get access to all of the episodes and the accompanying downloads. Or, you know, you can just go back to your podcast player and listen to episodes 1 through 6, but whatever. So in today's second to last episode of the Launch Your List free bootcamp series, I'm actually going to be cracking open my premium product, which happens to be today's sponsor, and that is the 2017-2018 weekly email newsletter planner, so you don't have to worry about what to email your list ever or until, you know, 2019. So we're going to be cracking that bad boy open, and I am actually going to be pulling out 6 different things that you can be sending your list, whether or not your blog has cobwebs. And what is particularly awesome about these 6 things I pulled out from the planner, which you can get an exclusive 65% off discount at by going to katedoster.com/podcast planner. It's in the show notes. Don't worry. Just tab the little cover art. But before we dive into what to send your list, you might be wondering, how many people do I actually need on my list before I send stuff? The answer to that is 1. Well, technically 0, because you're going to sign up for your own email list. That's right. Even if you are the only person on there, I want you to get into the habit of sending at least weekly emails. Now, we're going to dive more into when to send things and what time in tomorrow's podcast, episode 7 of Inbox Besties. But for right now, the reason why I want you to start sending these emails weekly is so that you get in the habit of just hitting send. You get used to using the medium, so you're not like nervous that people might unsubscribe, and you really sharpen your writing skills. Because if you follow the step-by-step that we laid out in episode number 4, which is in the show notes, your proven plan for your next 517 email subscribers, you know that the first batch of subscribers are usually your family and friends. So they're not going to hold it against you if your link doesn't work or there's a slight misspelling or you're kind of rambly. Not a problem. So definitely start sending, even if you are the only person on there. Although I'm going to ask you to pause this podcast and text the last person who texted you and ask them to join your newsletter list. Now, before we dive in to the 6 things that you can be sending your email list, even if your blog is growing cobwebs, is that you need to keep 3 key ingredients in mind in order to have these emails create the effect that we're going for, which is people, you know, feverishly refreshing their inboxes, waiting for your next message. And those key ingredients are being consistent. Hence why I'm telling you to email every week at the same date and time. You want it to be interesting. Now, this can be subjective. You're like, but Kate, like, I'm in a very boring industry. And this just means showing off some of your personality, integrating stories about either your life or interesting things that you read about in the news or on your favorite tabloid fights. Just saying. And as always, be relevant. And relevancy is actually the secret key for being the top person in your industry that's emailing your subscriber. Because I hate to bust it out to you, but chances are if someone is following you for advice on green smoothies or organizing their house or on love life advice, they're actually signed up to other people's newsletters. I know, shocking, it's true. So let's go ahead and dive into number 1. And this one is completely independent, and it is the best if you are so busy in everything that you're doing when trying to launch your business, launch your blog, and it's just not working out for you. Take a deep breath, and I want you just to send your list one of your favorite inspirational or moving YouTube videos. videos. And it's not even yours. It's maybe a TED talk that you absolutely love. Perhaps Elizabeth Gilbert really did it for you, as we talked about in another episode. Maybe like one of the people I follow, Neville, who is also a copywriter. What up, Neville, if you're listening? He actually sends in his autoresponders, so an automatic message, a video of the Fresh Prince episode where Will Smith is talking about why doesn't his dad want him. And Neville is using that to teach the lesson of emotion and power in words. So think about like one of those key sort of principles and put it out there with your YouTube video. And remember, these are all from the planner, which there is a link to in your show notes. So for number two, we're going to play a game. Woohoo! And that is this or that. And this is one of my favorite things to do because one, people love being right. And two, people love playing games. So what I want you to do is to put in two pictures or two links and just ask people, which outfit do you think is most expensive? Which couple do you think stayed married? Which meal cost me more to make or had more calories? Or which pop-up box got the most conversions? Super nerd alert, I know. And then what happens is when people click on the link or the picture, you send them to a page, not a blog post, but a page, and you tell them what the right answer is and how they can incorporate it into their day. So if it was which one cost less, maybe you give the recipe of the one that was cheaper. Just something teeny tiny, not a full-fledged blog post, and that's why you're creating it as a page. And you can have both of those linked to the same ones, or you can have two different pages, one being like, ha, you were right, and ha, you were wrong, and then just put in the same little video or the same little helper to get people to incorporate it into their lives. Now, if you listened to episode number 5, you know that the email newsletter planner is actually based off of the 2x1x1 framework. Two pieces of value-soaked content, one personal story or opinion piece that you guys can really bond over something. Nothing bonds you like ranting. And then one sort of soft nudge or soft pitch to a paid product, service, or affiliate product that you have. And number 3 here is actually for a soft nudge. And the prompt for this one is why most blanks fail. And in this one, you are going to give 3 reasons why most diets, why most marriage counseling with stepkids, why most businesses, blogs, hobby knitters, Etsy shops, whatever you are helping people do, fail. And then at the end, you are going to offer a product, a service, an upcoming paid webinar that you are going to be giving to help them remedy this problem. Now, I know a lot of people are like, well, I don't want them to feel like bad or anxious, but you need to invoke some feeling. Remember that Will Smith video that we were talking about earlier? So just straight up tell them the reason why most businesses fail is because they are not consistent. They don't know who their ideal subscriber is, and too much time on things that don't matter, like creating a logo. Now, underneath each one of those mistakes, you would go into a little bit of detail about how they could rectify that. But then the 4th one, you want it to be like the biggest, juiciest one. And that's the thing that you're going to tackle in whatever your paid product or offer was. See how that is? And make sure that you include the link at least 2x for people to go check out your sales page. And of course, we went over this more in episode number 5, The Anatomy of the Perfect Email. So number 4, and this goes into this building the relationships aspect of the patented 2x1x1 framework in the planner, which of course you can get at katedoster.com/podcast planner, which you already know about. And that is, I never saw it coming. You want to actually share a story of either something that was totally surprising, either in a good way or a bad way, because we want our ideal customers, especially if they mirror us, to really relate to us, and that is by personal stories that just happen in everyday life. And of course, we are wrapping up and we only have 2 more left, but don't worry guys, I created a cheat sheet for you that goes along with this episode that actually has a bonus 2 2 more prompts, which means you get a free 2-month supply of emails that you can use. And if you put them in autoresponders, you can send them over and over and over again to your new peeps. So head on over to keydoss.com/6 to get your hands on that free guide. So this next one is also to build that relationship and really open up your email as a two-way street, because that's really important. You want to be talking with people and not at them. And so the prompt that I have for you is that, can I showcase your work? Now, I know what you're thinking about, like, Kate, like, I'm an Etsy dealer. Like, I can't be telling people that I want to showcase their work when I show mugs that have funny sayings from The Office on there. Well, what you're going to actually do is ask people to snap a picture of it and tag you on Instagram, so that way you can repost it. Everybody loves being famous. Or maybe you're going to reach out to your client list or ask anyone if they've read an epic blog post to share a success story so you can feature them in an upcoming blog post or article or on your Facebook page. Really, everyone loves to get a shout out. And I saved one of the best ones for last. And so what I want you to do is actually create a free PDF guide. And before you're like, oh my goodness, like, what do I include? It's honestly just a 3-pager. And the 3 pages consist of this. 1, your cover page. And I have a link in the show notes to my favorite place to get stock photos. And that is over at Ivy Mix. So katedoster.com/IvyMix. And she has a gajillion free photos and paid ones. Seriously, it's the best $10 a month I spend. So you can get the link for that in the show notes. Then you're going to have 3 or 4 really juicy tips. Now, these could have been a blog post. They could have been an email by themselves, but we're making it special by putting it into this PDF format. And then the last one, you can either ask people to share it, visit a product or service, or just tag you over on Facebook. But remember, in that last page, you do want a call to action, because we're always getting people to do micro commitments with us. Now, I don't want you getting too freaked out about what tools or programs you should use to create your ebook. You could honestly create this in Apple Pages, Google Slides. I use something called Beacon.by, which there'll be a link to in the show notes. You can even use Canva, although while their templates are really pretty, they're kind of hard to manipulate, so make sure you do carve out some time. But once you get like the formatting that you like, you'll be able to save it as a template, even with the free version of Canva, and then just change the content. And there you have it, folks. 6 things that you can send to your email list, even if you haven't written a blog since the Stone Age. And they are, just to recap, a YouTube video that your people will love, the whole this or that email, the why most blanks fail, I never saw it coming for a nice personal story, can I showcase your work, or wanna be famous? And the last one that we just covered was make a 3-page ebook. And of course, you can find these and 2 other bonus prompts if you head on over to katedoster.com/6, which all actually comes from my weekly email newsletter planner guide, which you can get at a special discounted rate at katedoster.com/podcast planner. Very fun. So we are almost done with our Launch Your List series. We actually only have 1 more episode, and that is episode 7, where we are going to tackle when you should be sending emails to people and how many. Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review before you leave. I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.